waiting room, lost in the echo between beats, silence pulsating, pounding the inner ears. We linger in this rhythmic pause, automatic, anatomic, inhospitable to patience. Marshmallow walls stare blankly, sickly, sticky, primed to dissolve me as we sink into the sea of chairs, weighted with anticipation, peeling from vinyl concaved by a longer than intended stay, collectively pretending we don't hear the whispered sobs, the frantic calls that pierce the antiseptic air like acid rain, smothering mumbled sitcom repeats. Give them a sense of normalcy, a distraction. Give them company. Give them incessant instrumental music that itch nerves already frayed. We fidget with the ache of stagnation. Arms crossed, comforting the lonely. Chins drooped, gazing at phones, at floors, at shoes. Work boots, high tops, Jimmy Choos. Lined up like we have our ducks in a row. When we all know if you're here, your ducks have flown the coop. Flickering fluorescence hum, filtering mirages through floaters. As we count tiles, trace lines, retracing steps of masked figures through a labyrinth of unmarked doors. Recirculating breath breeds hunger for uncontaminated air, misleading the parched. I can fast no longer. I compartmentalize, dislocating myself into parts, expanding my reach until my fingertips graze the corner of this page in hopes to one day turn it myself. The chapter would read, "The before." Before what? I'm still unsure.